If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Tonight, the biggest interest rate hike in more than two decades, what it means for your wallet and credit cards. Criticized for sitting on the sidelines, the Fed battles inflation hard and stocks rebound. We'll break down the impact on home and car loans and the job market. America reacts, protests at the Supreme Court and across the country. Republican governors cheer the leaked draft majority opinion as Democratic governors rush to protect abortion rights. Plus, President Biden's new tone tonight.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked?
Siege in Mariupol. Russian forces breach the steel plant as Putin hopes to declare some kind of victory with a Z formation by next week. Dave Chappelle attacked by an armed man. Tonight, the 23-year-old charged with tackling the comedian. Eye on America, how music therapy is helping those struggling with addiction. Tonight's other top headlines, millions of Americans in the path of severe weather. The $141 million TurboTax settlement, plus new clues in the search for the missing Alabama inmate and corrections officer. And finally, our series, The Modern Mom, tonight with a woman who has helped raise hundreds of children.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm Major Garrett. Nora is on assignment. Tonight, the cost of borrowing money is going up at the fastest pace in recent history. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by half a percentage point. It's the largest rate increase since 2000, when the U.S. was in the middle of the dot-com boom. This is just the second rate increase since 2018. The goal? Cool inflation, but not the job market. Wall Street apparently liked the news. Stocks roared to their biggest advances in 2 years, all three indexes posting triple-digit gains. President Biden tried to get ahead of today's announcement and persistently negative public assessments of his economic record by touting low unemployment and falling federal deficits. We have a lot of news to get to tonight, and CBS's Nancy Chen will start us off from New York. Nancy, good evening.
Major, good evening to you. Today's decision means it'll soon cost you more to borrow money on everything, from credit cards to loans for homes and cars.
An aggressive move by the Fed as consumers battle the highest inflation in 40 years, and this may be just the beginning.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
The Fed is trying to tame skyrocketing inflation by discouraging spending following historically low rates.
At the end of the year, you may have a rate on your credit card or your home equity line that's 2 percentage points higher than where you started the year.
If you carry a credit card balance of $10,000, your minimum monthly payment will go up by $4, less than $9 a month on a new auto loan of $39,000. And mortgages, too, with an average of $550 more a month than a year ago on a median-priced house of $437,000. Since the start of the year, mortgage rates jumped from about 3% to over 5%.
How do you see this rate hike impacting home buyers?
Well, these higher mortgage rates definitely damp affordability in a pretty notable way. It's pricing more and more would-be homebuyers out. The jump in mortgage rates since the beginning of the year has the same impact on affordability as a 20% price increase.
The interest rate increase comes at the same time as a decrease in housing supply.
This bathroom is like perfect.
It was a harsh real estate reality for Dustin Pollock and Mihai Morishan as they searched for a home in Tulsa. The couple recently moved to Oklahoma from San Diego.
I didn't think the housing market would be so crazy out here, too. I thought it'd be like, oh, let's go buy a house in the Midwest, and it's not been the case.
For Pollock and Morishan, that means upping their budget and lowering their expectations.
Did you like the house?
Yes. That's awesome. Not the struggle of like our matching concepts of like, I like it, he doesn't. So we'll see how that works out.
We got to meet in the middle.
And the Fed expects to raise interest rates several more times this year, which means the price for new loans will also keep going up, Major.
Nancy Chen, thank you so much. Now to the fallout following the unprecedented leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion overturning the 1973 landmark Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Demonstrations for and against were held across the country as some Democratic governors hurried to shore up abortion rights. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
At the Supreme Court and across the country today, Americans took to the streets to protest the potential end of Roe versus Wade. Asked about the leaked draft opinion, President Biden took a swipe at former President Donald Trump and his GOP coalition, who helped install the court's conservative majority.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
Democrats now see the possible end of abortion rights as another way to call out differences with Republicans ahead of the midterm elections.
How dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
On Capitol Hill, there's a push among Democrats like Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren to write federal abortion rights into law.
The United States Congress can act and protect a person's right to an abortion. And in fact, that is exactly what we're going to vote on next week.
But you don't have the votes for it.
By making people vote on this issue that matters to so many people, we've got a chance now maybe to change the makeup of who's in the United States Senate.
At the state level, Democratic governors like Connecticut's Ned Lamont are preparing to sign a bill protecting and expanding abortion access. But 26 states are certain or likely to ban at least some access if Roe is defeated. Mississippi, whose ban on abortion after 15 weeks sparked the case that led to the draft opinion, is one of those states. Republican Governor Tate Reeves says if Roe is ending, the focus now should be on helping women.
And making sure that we support every single one of these individuals that has a pregnancy that may be unwanted, but convince them that that child is wanted and that that child is loved.
To bypass some of those state abortion bans, some companies are offering to pay travel expenses for workers seeking abortion services. One of those companies is Yelp, a top official there telling us today they think it's, quote, vitally important for companies to safeguard their employees. Major.
With important interviews tonight, Ed O'Keefe at the White House. Thank you. Now to Ukraine, where Russian forces have finally breached a long-besieged steel plant in the port city of Mariupol. Tonight, President Volodymyr Zelensky asked the UN to help rescue civilians still trapped inside. CBS's Deborah Potter reports from Ukraine.
A show of strength by Russia's Vladimir Putin as fighter jets in a Z formation ripped through the skies over Moscow ahead of the annual May 9 Victory Day parade. That's also the day Putin had hoped to declare victory in Ukraine. But even in Mariupol, which has been shelled relentlessly for over 2 months, there is still a last pocket of resistance. Inside the Azovstal steel mill, dozens of civilians remain holed up alongside hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers who refuse to surrender. This Russian video purportedly shows the bombing of the plant. Today, that assault intensified as Russian troops backed by artillery stormed the steelworks. But the more Russia flexes its military muscle, the harder Ukrainians fight back. And they've been joined in the war by American fighters like Manas, blinded by shrapnel.
I can take it. I'm young. I'm a man. I'm strong. It's the kids and the old people who I really worry about.
And Americans are not just casualties of the war, but heroes. Red Taylor and two friends were fighting alongside Ukrainian soldiers when their vehicle hit a landmine. Unhesitatingly, the three Americans dragged volunteer fighter Vitaly Stanislavovich from the burning vehicle. Their actions saved his life, and he now worries for theirs.
I don't want something happen to them.
Yeah.
I want them to be alive.
Yeah, you love them.
It's more than love. I can't imagine my life without my saviors.
And now those young Americans are fighting in the east, where Russia has ramped up its assault.
Already thousands of civilians have died in this war, and today we learned from the Associated Press that civilian casualties in the theater bombing in Mariupol are in fact double the number initially reported, sitting at 600. Major?
Deborah Potta, thank you. Now results of a closely watched primary race in Ohio. J.D. Vance, author of the bestseller Hillbilly Elegy, won the Republican Senate primary after securing former President Trump's endorsement. For more, we're joined now by CBS's Robert Costa. Bob, what's the significance?
J.D. Vance's victory, Major, it's a prism into the Republican Party right now, about 6 months before this year's midterm elections. It's still very much a party in Trump's image, even though some party leaders might want to move on from Trump and Trumpism, especially after the Capitol attack. But Trump's playbook in primaries is working. Nationalism on trade, the economy, foreign policy, and Vance also echoed Trump's false claim that the 2020 election was rigged.
More tests ahead for the former president, true?
Indeed. Just in 2 weeks in Pennsylvania, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the television personality who has Trump's endorsement, he faces stiff competition in Pennsylvania's Senate Republican primary. And in Georgia, Trump's brand will be tested too. Former Senator David Perdue, Trump's endorsed candidate, now lagging behind the incumbent Brian Kemp.
And also we've learned that Donald Trump Jr. testified recently before the January 6th committee. What do we know?
CBS News has confirmed that Donald Trump Jr. did testify virtually on Tuesday. The testimony lasted, Major, about 3 hours. He did not plead the Fifth Amendment. Why is this significant? Because Donald Trump Jr. was inside the Oval Office, the West Wing, on January 6, 2021, that morning as Trump made calls in that final moment of the pressure campaign against Vice President Pence.
Not the only inside voice in the Trump White House talking to the committee. Bob Costa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tonight, nearly 9 million people are under threat of severe storms. Tornado watches are posted along a 500-mile stretch from southwest Texas to Oklahoma. The region could also be hit with hail and flash floods. The storm system will move across the Mid-South tomorrow and Friday. Tonight, comedy clubs across the country are on alert after comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked on stage last night in Los Angeles. Chappelle was not injured, but the incident could have turned tragic. Police said the man who rushed the stage was carrying a knife. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the details.
Dave Chappelle never saw it coming. A man police have identified as 23-year-old Isaiah Lee darted on stage and delivered a powerful body tackle that appeared to knock the wind out of Chappelle. Security quickly subdued the man off to the side while Chappelle gathered himself and carried on.
Y'all wanna rock?
Police say Lee had a replica gun with a knife blade tucked inside. Yeah. Appearing bruised and with a shoulder injury, he was taken to the hospital and later charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon.
We gotta make sure we protect him at all times, man.
Comedians Jamie Foxx and Chris Rock were there. Rock delivered a punchline more than a month in the making.
Was that Will Smith?
Police have not offered a motive for last night's attack.
I do not know or understand at this point that this was a targeted event.
Last night was the latest high-profile attack on a comedian. Curtis Shaw Flagg recently tightened security at the Laugh Factory in Chicago after an audience member attempted to rush the stage.
Is it that people can't take jokes anymore?
More and more, people are taking it very personally. And really responding in a way that I never imagined.
It was a trans man.
Chappelle has recently generated intense criticism over several jokes about transgender people, but has not formally apologized. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Now to a problem facing far too many Americans, drug addiction. Without treatment, it can have deadly consequences. U.S. health officials say on average, nearly 300 people die every day from a drug overdose. In tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Nicole Killian takes a look at a new approach to rehab that is hitting all the right notes.
Abby Apospiras has found the right key to her music and to life.
It's a form of meditation for me.
A life nearly lost to illicit drugs.
I could be like, you know, passed out for 6 hours and not know it happened.
The 28-year-old's addiction started with painkillers.
I was introduced to opiates at like a very, very young age from all my injuries.
How young?
Honestly, like 8 years old. Pain. Yeah, like just from being hurt and stuff like that.
She was a Division III collegiate soccer player when she suffered an unrelated traumatic brain injury that put her on a destructive path to heroin, crack, and fentanyl. She went into rehab 3 times, at one point dropping to 80 pounds.
Was that a wake-up moment for you?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I was like, what's the point of living, essentially? It was like sink or swim, and for a long time, I was sinking.
Might be old man, I don't know.
Until Recovery Unplugged struck a chord. The Virginia Treatment Center uses music therapy to get people sober through song.
We're using music as a way to get to people that it hits them in their heart.
David Engwall is the director. He says 80% of people who come through his doors complete the program, which features weekly concerts. No experience required to play.
One fine day.
You can watch the stress and all that just sort of leave their body in that moment. And they have this sort of cathartic experience.
For a prosperous who's been clean for over a year, the takeaway is much more.
This place taught you how to live.
Yeah. Yeah. And other treatment centers that I went to, they didn't necessarily do that.
She plans to return to the facility as a part-time counselor.
I know what it feels like to be just so broken, and people are more inclined to listen to somebody like who's gone through the same thing.
To be instrumental in their recovery. For Eye on America, Nicole Killian, CBS News, Annandale, Virginia.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There are new clues in the search for an Alabama jail inmate accused of murder and the corrections officer suspected of helping him escape. Police released video of Vicky White guiding Casey White into a police car on Friday. A short time later, they were seen driving through an intersection not far from where the police car was abandoned. The fugitives, who are not related, may be driving a 2007 orange or copper Ford Edge. In Boston, at least 3 people were hurt, 1 seriously, when a building undergoing renovations partially collapsed. Several victims were trapped under the rubble. The building is an old power plant. Rescue workers had to wear hazmat suits because of fears over asbestos in the air. Tonight, more than 4 million people who used TurboTax to file their income taxes are getting a refund. Intuit, that's the parent company, has agreed to pay $141 million to customers across the country who were deceived by misleading promises of free tax filing services. Customers are expected to receive about $30 for each year they paid for services that should have been free, this going back to 2016. A mother's love is something every child needs, and we met one mom whose supply of love seems utterly limitless. CBS's Mark Strassman has her story in our new series, The Modern Mom.
Thalia Thornton has a photo album of her foster children. It's every wall of her 5-bedroom house.
I had over 700.
700 kids.
Love is the greatest thing in the world. You give a child love, and you can see the improvement in their life.
Angela Alora is a retired state nurse. For 50 years, she says, New Jersey sent Thornton its most fragile foster kids. Abused, medically needed, unwanted.
They could call her at any time of the day or night if they needed an emergency placement. And believe me, that happened not infrequently. I never said no. I could never say no to a child that was in need. You need to just pour on love. Let it flow like a river. Let it flow.
Thornton, now 85, stopped taking kids in 2017. Many now have families of their own and keep in touch with the woman they always called Granny.
How many people typically call on a Mother's Day?
I would say more than 25.
Wow.
And I didn't forget Granny. I could never, never forget you.
How could they? How could anyone? Mark Strassman, CBS News, Oceanport, New Jersey.
On tomorrow's CBS Evening News, America's Big Sisters, a nonprofit that fills a void and gives young girls someone to look up to. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Major Garrett in the nation's capital. Good night.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.